specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno. Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano. Čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne. V nebesih ni meja.
The sky has no borders, se glasi grafit, ki ga je moč videti v migrantskem taborišču Ušivak blizu Sarajeva. To je eno izmed petih taborišč, s katerimi v Bosni in Hercegovini upravlja IOM, mednarodna organizacija za migracije, in v katerih ni prostora niti za polovico ljudi, ki so obtičali v Bosni pred vrati Evrope in pred vrati zime. V drugačnih okoliščinah bi sporočilo Nebo nima meja zvenelo inspirativno, kot je nedvomno bil tudi namen. V luči nedavno naplavljenih trupel ob Kolpi in ob izčrpanosti preminule osebe v Ilirski Bistrici, pa to sporočilo dobi neskončno bolj cinično noto.
Cinično še toliko bolj, ker je opis dejanskega stanja. V nebesih zares ni meja. Zdi se, da lahko migrant zares prečka mejo, torej zares prispe šele kot truplo. Le takrat migrant dobi uradno pripoznanje, dostojanstvo, sočutje, enakopravnost in končno dovoljenje za zadrževanje na ozemlju Republike Slovenije, od nelegalnega migranta do polnopravnega trupla.
Na poti v Bosno se ustavim na pokopališču v Črnomlju, kjer smo na prošnjo družine prižgali svečko neznani osebi številka 2 in neznani osebi številka 1. Obe ležita v svežem grobu na tamkajšnjem občinskem pokopališču, prikladno imenovanem Vojna vas. Neznana oseba številka 2 je sicer maroški fant, ki ga je junija naplavila Kolpa in po mnogih mesecih so ga uspeli identificirati. Postopek identifikacije neprepoznavne osebe je težaven, saj zahteva upletenost ambasade države izvora pokojnika, naših ministrstev in Interpola kot posrednika. Postopek zahteva neskončno veliko potrdil in overitev, saj sta zasebnost in korektna obravnava temeljna pravica.
Džaba ti je molitva sad.
Neznana oseba številka 2 leži skupaj z zares neznano osebo številka 1. Identifikacija je bila zaključena šele po pokopu na podlagi analize DNK. Gre za maroškega fanta, katerega identitete zaradi želje družine ne bomo razkrili. Družina bi morala plačati 1000 evrov za samo ekshumacijo, potem pa še nekaj 1000 evrov za mednarodno birokracijo, da bi se ga lahko po predpisih vrnilo v državo izvora. Najima bo rahla tuja zemlja.
Če bi jo našli živa, bi jih v nekaj urah z minimalnim postopkom izročili hrvaški policiji in potem nazaj v Bosno, odkoder pošiljam to reportažo.
Mrtvi so mrtvi. Sjetiš li se živih kad?
V civilni inicijativi InfoKolpa smo spomladi od nevladnikov, aktivnih v Bosni in Hercegovini, dobili informacijo, da naj bi pokojnik, sedaj pokopan pod imenom neznana oseba številka 2, utonil v Kolpi in željo, da bi kdo iz Slovenije podal prijavo na črnomelski policijski postaji. Poklicali smo policijo in ob omembi utopitve v Kolpi takoj dobili policistovo pozornost. A kmalu nam je povedal, da v kratkem konča izmeno, pokojnika označil za neregularnega Maročana in dodal, da se s temi primeri ukvarjajo v Novem mestu. Po nekaj preusmerjenih klicih smo dobili inšpektorja, ki so ga neskončno bolj kot podatki o utopljeni osebi zanimali podatki klicatelja. Kontakt inšpektorja smo posredovali družini, ki pa nam je čez čas javila, da so jim nehali odgovarjati. Po mukotrpnem procesu z mnogimi vpletenimi se je identifikacija šele nedavno uredila.
La 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 la
Nedavno pred tem se je pri nas utopil angleški turist in cela država je bila v stanju pripravljenosti. Po drugi strani pa se komaj najde policist, ki bi sploh želel poslušati prijavo o neregularnem pokojniku na ozemlju pod njegovo jurisdikcijo.
Ah, kolikokrat zaželim si cveta, pa če magari bile regrat bil. Saj cvet od ženske mar si kaj obeta, a kdo bi cvet mi dal, dokler sem živ? Ko pa grobar pospravi me na varno, ko bom v podpritličju ležal znak, na grob zneso mi celo cvetličarno. Najlepše je živeti kot mrtvak. Najlepše je živeti kot mrtvak. Dokler še tlači te življenja reva, si v Boga para skratka prazen nič. Vrline tvoje pa v sveto peva, kojko uradno si priznan mrlič. Dokler si živ, te komaj pes oblaja, a pred mrličem se odkrije vsak. Zato le ena misel me obhaja, najlepše je živeti kot mrtvak. Najlepše je živeti kot mrtvak.
Naprej v Bosno. V Veliki Kladuši grem najprej do, na žalost, starih znancev, Zida in Desmonda. Oba sem spoznal že pred mnogimi meseci in še vedno nesrečno ustrajata v Veliki Kladuši, oba malo bolj zaraščena, precej shujšana, a nič manj zagnana. Kladuša je migrantski žep in redni novinarski obiski privedejo do socialnih vezi. Malo pa je neprijetno, ker se zdi, da te interakcije ustvarjajo lažen up, da se bodo razmere spremenile, če bo svet vedel, kaj se v Bosni dogaja. Moja sogovornika bi se pogovarjala o življenju in svetu, jaz pa prihajam z apokaliptičnimi vizijami prihajajoče zime v Bosni in v iskanju odgovorov, ki bi to potrdili.
Nove proletere.
Dolgotrajnost stikov z migranti v Kladuši je dokaz o nasprotnem, da vedenje ne bo spremenilo ničesar. Socialni stik in individualna pozornost pa se zdita kot edini oprijemljiv učinek novinarskih obiskov, pa čeprav se zdi, da samo pomagata ohranjati iluzijo čuteče in razume Evrope tam nekje za gorami in rekami. Kot prebivalca Slovenije, v kateri se zdi, da je izgorelost glavna medijska tema, me njun ustrajen zanos in neutrudno pojasnjevanje ter poizvedovanje po toliko mesecih v negotovih razmerah navdihujejo in obenem spravljajo v zadrego, saj med njunim vznesenim pripovedovanjem počasi kinkam. Po dolgi vožnji in čustveno napornih okoliščinah sem že prvi dan malček utrujen. Analitične apokaliptične vizije bodo predmet prihodnih reportaž. Tokrat pa se posvetimo Zidu in Desmondu.
Zid in Desmond sta revna, torej spadata v večino migrantov, ki nimajo zares denarja za masno plačilo tihotapcem. Spadata torej v trumo revežev, ki skušajo z lastno iznajdljivostjo nekako priti v Evropo. Ravno takšne reveže pa izkoriščajo za tihotapce potem, ko resignacija in obup opravita svoje. Moj vtis iz pogovorov je, da ti reveži tega ne počnejo za denar, ampak zato, da si sami lahko kupijo pot.
Konjuh planino.
A Zid in Desmond se ne dasta ne malodušju, ne mamljivosti lahkega, a zanju moralno spornega zaslužka. Oba sta politična disidenta na begu zaradi načel, ki jih sedaj ne nameravata prekršiti, pa čeprav vesta, da zanju kot disidenta ni več poti nazaj.
Pogovor steče po običajnih tirnicah. Najprej oris stanja z vsemi mogočimi zgodbami in načrti, kako prečkati mejo. Vmes je precej neverjetnih špekulacij, ki nastanejo med ljudmi, ki imajo skupno misijo in katerih edini motor je upanje. Špekulacije, kot recimo skrivna mreža hrvaških lokalnih avtobusov, ki vendarle gredo čez mejo in ne preverjajo osebnih izkaznic. Še več neverjetnih anekdot o uspešnih taktikah. O migrantih, ki so iz Grčije prikolesarili oblečeni kot turisti. O migrantu, ki se je oblekel cestarja in je pometal do Nemčije. Ali pa o taktiki z nošenjem burke, češ da te bosanski policisti ne nadlegujejo, če kdo v skupini nosi burko, ker mislijo, da gre za savdske turiste. Vmes pa modrovanje, kako je dež morda dobrodošel, saj bodo tudi hrvaški policisti manj pozorni. Vmes razmišljam o narastlih rekah in o svečkah v Črnomlju.
Desmonda poznajo v Kladuši pod vzdevkom Desmond Happy, saj je po naravi dobričina s stalnim blagim nasmeškom, ki se ne vda v usodo. A razmere so čedalje bolj pereče in obup, medtem ko govori o znancih in soočenju z nevarnostjo te poti, kompenzira z ganljivim idealizmom. Zanimalo me je, kako se s to možnostjo soočajo v skupnosti.
Ja, to be honest with you.
How do you with your friends when you hear the news that somebody you know didn't make it?
Well, when we hear the news, most of them will say it's their destiny. I would tell them that is not their destiny. God who created all of us did not say you will die that way. No. But it happened because you believe you could overcome the situation you were in at that particular time. Unfortunately, the situation got off with you. So most of the time when we get such news, especially to those that we know, it's like some of us will say it's their destiny. No, that is not the destiny. The person who created you and I did not say you would die in the forest. You would die somewhere no one...
When you talk with your friends and people in the camp, and a lot of them are planning to go, are they afraid? Like, how does these conversations go?
To be honest with you, most of the time we end up as if we are to fight, because when they tell me it's their destiny, I always kick against it. There was not such things as dying in the forest or in the water, the destiny of anyone. They will tell me, you are afraid. I say, no, I'm not afraid. But I want us to move it in our head, to remove that philosophy that if you die in a situation, it's your destiny. No, that is not your destiny. You are cut off with the situation you found yourself in. So we shouldn't say it's our destiny. No. So most of the time when it comes up, we're like, we know, argue about it until it goes to the extent we are to fight. But we just need to let it go. At the end of it, we say, okay, but we don't need to give up. We need to push forward. We need someone to go out there to tell the world what immigrants are going through. And you will bet with me, there is no normal human being that will leave his or her comfortable environment to be in an uncomfortable environment. You can bear that with me.
Zid je prav tako neizmeren optimist. Že v normalnih razmerah bi ga lahko pisali tako, iz rokava stresa reference na tega in onega filozofa ali neko teorijo. Zidov zanos je presenetljiv, saj ne biva v kampu Miral, kjer so tuši in redni obroki, ampak životari v zapuščenih skvotih, v čedalje bolj prekarnih in negotovih okoliščinah. Zidov zanos in dobrosrčnost sta zaradi teh razmer še toliko bolj presenetljiva.
Gaze nove proletere.
Ob spomladanskem srečanju, ko sva se komaj spoznala, sem Zidu v vrečki podaril eno majico in dve konzervi, ki sem jih slučajno imel v avtu in za katere sem kljub protestom ustrajal, da naj jih vzame. V vrečki pa sem, zmeden in malček utrujen, kot sem ponavadi, po nesreči pustil ključe od avtomobila. Da je ključ od avtomobila lahko v vrečki, sem se spomnil šele čez kako uro, ko je Zid naključno prikorakal na cesto. Nemudoma sem ga prosil, da naj gre preverit, ali sem mu po nesreči dal ključ. Priznam, da sem, ko sem čakal, da mi Zid vrne avtomobilske ključe, dvomil, da bom njega in ključe sploh še kdaj videl. Čez pol ure je prišel nazaj in rekel: "My friend, with this car, all the people in my squad could be in Trieste in 3 hours. Po teh besedah mi je značilnim nasmeškom izročil ključe in oba sva se od srca nasmejala.
Za bagru in okupatorje.
Ko so se pred nekaj dnevi po pol leta spet srečala, me je pričakal obtežen z vsem svojim premoženjem in zranjeno nogo. Policija v Kladuši ne posreduje v sporih, krajah in pretepih med migranti, ampak z odločno roko ločuje migrante od lokalnega prebivalstva, premoženja in storitev. Lahko si predstavljate, da to ni najbolj ležeren način bivanja.
Zid in Desmond torej nimata dostopa do večine storitev. Ne moreta na kosilo ali na kavo, tudi če bi imela denar. Seveda, tudi če bi imela denar, bi lahko samo na hitro kupila kakšen priboljšek. Vsekakor pa se v lokalu ne smeta zadrževati, razen če sta v družbi primerno belega človeka, kot sem sam. Morda sta njun optimizem in zanos, ki me navdihujeta, le odraz dejstva, da sta prvič po dolgem času v toplem prostoru.
Zidan sem vprašal, kako sploh lahko napolni baterijo telefona, saj nima zares dostopa do elektrike in se ne sme zadrževati v nobenem lokalu. Zid, kot nekdanji komunist in precej argumentiran ateist, mi poda presenetljiv odgovor.
How do you charge your phone?
I charge your phone in Mosk now. But I have to assist. I have for one ex-communist, I have to assist each pray of 5 pray of Muslims to charge my phone.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So the mosque is only open.
Only open on the pray, yes. From pray to other pray. I have because some stoler, they stole the phone in the mosque because... Yes.
So would you say that
they stole the money of they stole the money of Jesus? I have one funny history in Greece. Yeah. One guy from X country. He stole the money of Jesus. He stole the money of church. Some money, maybe 10 euro, maybe 20 euro, not too much. And they catch him and they go to jail. And they get stand up in front of judge, and the judge she tell you stole the money of church, and Orthodox church is not a joke. It's not a church of Paris. We don't care about. It's Greece.
Yeah.
And he tell him we have too much history in Islamic country, and he tell the judge yesterday. I had a dream about Jesus, and Jesus, he tell me, don't make, don't stole second time. This time I forgive you. I forgive you, but next time I don't forgive you. And the judge, she get laugh, but she say, Jesus, he forgive you, but me, I can't forgive you, because here is the law, is not Jesus' law. And is the Greece law? He tell her, but why do you judge me? If this is the Greece law, is not the Jesus law. The church is for Greece country or for Jesus? They pray Jesus.
You can't say to a judge, you can't judge me. That's
it.
Would you say that Allah is charging your phone now?
Now is good.
No, but is Allah charging your phone now?
Maybe, yes, maybe, yes, because, but Islam is an American company.
Okay.
They don't have one's the strat. One is more powerful than one, and another one is more powerful than one. Yeah. Is a company is like American company. All people they can have decision, mm-hmm. and all people is very fast and is very
dynamic.
Yeah, dynamic. That's why.
Zid torej prvič v življenju redno, petkrat na dan, hodi v mošejo, saj si samo tam lahko napolni telefon, in to samo v času molitve. Najin pogovor zaide v sproščeno, malce satirično in tragikomično pomanjkovanje o prihajajoči zimi in muslimanski nevarnosti. Vprašam ga, ali bo kljub zimi in naraslim rekam nadaljeval pot. Odgovori mi na način, ki ga najraje ne bi objavil, a Zid ustraja, da ga naj.
I will try. Now I will try more than before. I have a girlfriend. She's blonde hair and blue eyes, my friend. And she's from Andalusia. And you know the, our history of Arabic people in Andalusia. We become crazy there. We become crazy. We stay 758 years. And after Andalusia, we become zero. It's depressive until now. It's our day when they get we get out from Andalusia. This I will conquest.
You have a reconquista.
Yes. Reconquista of with his blue eyes.
We will not publish
yes.
this.
Yes. No, we can't publish. It's not.
Thank you, Ziad. I wish
yes,
you all the best. And,
you're welcome. Thank you.
A šalo na stran, vendarle dobim odgovor, čemu še vedno vztraja.
Winter here is very depressive. And I told you, too much things to do, too much books to read, too much my books to write. Yes, and to lose 3 months after I lost 35 years of my life, all my life, in very bad country. My country is very bad. It's very bad, very bad. And all people are gain them life in my country, they spend 1 year, 2 years, or many years in Europe, and after they back to the country. But the people who spend all their life in the country without to going to the modern world, they lost their life.
You're not staying in Miral camp.
V Bosni se razmere resnično zaostrujajo. Zima pomeni težji in neprimerno bolj tvegan način prečkanja meja, a obenem ustvarja mit, da težke razmere za begunce otežujejo tudi delo hrvaških policistov in njihovih z evropskimi sredstvi financiranih helikopterjev in termokamer. Desmond je pred nekaj dnevi tako imel dramatično izkušnjo pred narasto reko, ki jo je nameraval prečkati z večjo skupino ljudi.
Ja, two days ago, I tried to go across. We were with some two families, and to be honest with you, one of the family which I spoke with them, the man was, you have the man, the wife, with four children. I would say the elder one among them was at the age of 15, then the others were still little. The one at the age of 15 was a boy. First, he was sick. He couldn't move fast. Then the man had luggage carrying, and the wife was also there. They couldn't move fast. The man up to, he said, please, if there's anyone who can help me with my luggage, I'm ready to pay the person. You can feel the urge of him succeeding. He's willing to pay anyone that will help him to carry his bag to go across. He's willing to pay any amount just for you to accept to help him carry his luggages. If a man in that position is willing, is ready to do that, then you should know there is something forcing him to do that. He knows the weather condition is bad. His child is sick. Then he has too much luggages to carry, but he still decided to take on the risky journey. Why? It means there is something pushing him to do that. I just want you to imagine yourself in that condition. Then you will know what immigrants are going through. Some of us will just sit and say, immigrants, immigrants. But we don't know what they are really going through. Some of us came across the Atlantic Ocean. You and I will know how the Atlantic Ocean is violent.
But can we... So we were with the Syrian family?
Yeah.
And they were going slow? And then you had to make the decision?
Yeah. Honestly, as a human being, I definitely want all of us to go through. But we shouldn't take it at the detriment of our own life. And what even made me to even approach the man was due to his children.
What did you say to him?
I told him this. I said, man, I want you to succeed, same as I also want to succeed. But do not look at yourself. Look at that of your children. The speed at which we are moving, we are unable to meet up with the speed. And so lucky we are still in Bosnia. What if we get into the forest in Croatia and you are unable to meet up with the speed? What will be your fate, you and your family? We stood there for some time while the others have already gone ahead of us.
How many of you went? At
in total?
Yeah.
In total, we were 30-something. Yeah, so the others were already ahead of us.
But when you go with this group, did you arrange with each other to go together, or is it just random?
No,
we just met random.
Yeah, okay. We just met random. So I told him, look, right now, the speed at which we are going, if we succeed to go into Croatia in the forest and we leave you behind with your family, what will be your fate? The wife came and said, you are right. I can't move fastly. Him also, he's having baggage. And it's too heavy for him. And my boy is sick. They can't move fast. The wife told him, it's better for us to go back than wait for summer. We can take the road then. By then, the climate must have changed. We can take the road. He was like, let's go, let's go. The wife said, no, I don't want to risk the life of my children. I don't want to risk the life of my children. I'm sorry if I'm talking and it's not. It's like, yeah. You know when something is burning in you and you want to voice it out? How can I put it, you know? Because seriously, this is something, you know, human life is very, very important. Human life. The wife told him, I can't risk the life of my children. Let's go back. Finally, I was happy he gave in. He accepted it to the advice of his wife. They came back. I went ahead and met up with the other group. We went, trying to go across the river was full. I told them I will not risk myself. I will not risk my life to enter that water to cross, no.
Nihče ne ve, kakšna je logika, po kateri nekomu uspe priti na cilj, drugemu pa ne. Potem spet obstaja polno zgodb in teorij. Zdi se, kot da gre za neko igro števil. Toliko in toliko policistov in kombijev je med Bosno in Italijo. Če mejo prečka več 100 ljudi, ne morejo ujeti vseh in nekaterim uspe, mnogim pa ne. Tudi za Slovenijo ni jasno, po kakšnem ključu se policisti odločijo, da nekoga sprejmejo v azilni postopek, druge pa ne. Edina špekulacija je, da je oseba sprejeta v azilni postopek, ko se sprosti kakšna postelja v azilnem domu na Viču. Spet igra usode in števil. Nekdo mora iti, da drugi lahko pride. Vsaj takšen vtis sem dobil, v resnici pa nihče ne ve zagotovo. A na njihovo nesrečo policistom sedaj pomagajo tudi narasle reke in divje zveri.
S verom v strah.
Zima ustvarja občutek urgentnosti, da je zadnji trenutek. Zato mejo prečkajo trumoma, kot smo lahko slišali od Desmonda, A trumamo jih tudi vračajo, hrvaški policisti velikokrat izgnancem vzamejo tudi jakne in druga oblačila. V Bihaču in Kladuši pa je videti veliko ljudi, ki hodijo v natekačih. Zima je pred vrati. Več tisoč ljudi pa je ostalo zunaj IOM-ovih kampov ali na Vučjaku. O apokaliptičnih vizijah pa naslednjič.
A na nišanima dočekuju druge proletere.
Reportažo s kave z Zidom in Desmondom je pripravil Miha Turk.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.